Chapter 49 Some Considerations to Induce Confidence in the Assistance of the Blessed Virgin. Whoever wishes to have recourse to the Blessed Virgin confidently must observe the following motives. 1. Experience teaches us that the vessel which has contained perfumes preserves their odor, especially if the perfume is in the container for any length of time, or if any remain in it. Yet here there is but a limited power, similar to the warmth carried from a fire, the source of that warmth. If such be the case, what are we to say of the charity and compassion of the Blessed Virgin, who for 9 months bore, and still carries in her heart, the only Son of God, the uncreated charity which knows no bounds? If, as often as we approach a fire, we are affected by its heat, have we not reason to believe that whoever approaches the heart of the Mother of Mercies, ever burning with her most ardent charity, must be profoundly affected in proportion to the frequency of his petitions, the humility and confidence in his heart? 2. No creature ever loved Jesus Christ more ardently, nor showed more perfect submission to his will, than Mary, his mother. If then, this Savior, immolated for us sinners, gave his mother to us, an advocate and intercessor for all time, she cannot but comply with his request, and will not refuse us her assistance. Let us, then, not hesitate to implore her pity. Let us have recourse to her with great confidence in all our necessities, as she is an inexhaustible source of blessings, bestowing her favors in proportion to the confidence placed in her.